Fox News reporter Chad Pregram reveals cryptic email advising him to learn process for Congress replacing Vice President. By Paul Bois on November 16, 2021. Fox News congressional correspondent Chad Pregram revealed on Tuesday that he received a cryptic email from a well-connected Washington, D.C. insider advising him to learn about the process for replacing a United States vice president. Speaking on Brett Byers' All-Star panel, Pregram let people in on a little secret about a mysterious email he received several weeks ago from an insider source suggesting that America could be in for a replacement vice president on the horizon. Just to let you guys in on a little secret here. I was told about 2 to 3 weeks ago, maybe this pertains to the Supreme Court. Maybe this pertains to changing the ticket before you get into 2024. FDR seemingly burned through a vice president almost every time he was up for office. But I got an email from somebody who really knows this place very well. Who said, Chad, start to familiarize yourself with the confirmation process, just not in the Senate but the House for a vice president, he added. As Pregram noted, America has not been through a confirmation of a vice president since President Gerald Ford selected liberal Republican Nelson Rockefeller after assuming the presidency in the wake of President Nixon's resignation. As you know, Brett, I'm always playing defense and preparing for things like that. But I was very surprised to get that very cryptic email just a couple of weeks ago, Pregram admitted. Should the alleged email be an indicator of future events? It could mean one of two things. Either President Joe Biden plans to replace Vice President Kamala Harris, or Joe Biden plans to step down so Kamala Harris can take his place, allowing her to fill the vice presidential void. Pregram's reveal comes days after the establishment media reported growing tensions between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris over her lack of defined roles in the administration. Worn out by what they see as entrenched dysfunction and lack of focus, Key West Wing aides have largely thrown up their hands at Vice President Kamala Harris and her staff, deciding there simply isn't time to deal with them right now. CNN began its lengthy report on Sunday. With multiple polls putting Kamala Harris's approval rating even lower than Joe Biden's dismal 37.8%, while rumors swirl that the president may not seek re-election in 2024, Democrats are scrambling to find the future leader of the party. Inside the White House, reports indicate that Team Harris has grown increasingly frustrated with Team Biden for essentially sidelining her despite her status as the first female vice president of color. Many in the vice president's circle fume that she's not being adequately prepared or positioned, and instead is being sidelined, noted CNN. The vice president herself has told several confidants she feels constrained in what she's able to do politically. Hours after the CNN report on Sunday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki immediately leapt to defend Kamala Harris, praising her for a variety of unimportant tasks, such as expanding broadband. For anyone who needs to hear it, AVP is not only a vital partner to POTUS but a bold leader who has taken on key, important challenges facing the country, from voting rights to addressing root causes of migration to expanding broadband, tweeted Psaki. Further complicating matters, just last week, former Senator Chris Dodd, DCT, a longtime friend of Joe Biden's, suggested to the New York Times the aging politician may not seek re-election come 2024. I'm hoping the president runs for re-election, Dodd said. But for whatever reason that might not be the case. It's hard to believe there would be a short list without Kamala's name on it. She's the vice president of the United States,